Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser joining us right after this. Go Bob Pipe and Steel reminds you that time is ticking away. Take advantage now of Section 179 deductions for equipment purchased by December 31st, 2013. That means that you can deduct the full purchase price of qualifying equipment. That means that your small business is actually being helped. This means that you can write off the entire amount of equipment for the year you buy it. But there are some limits. So be sure to consult your own tax advisor first before rushing to Go Bob Pipe and Steel to save thousands of dollars on your 2013 taxes. Some of the Go Bob items that may qualify include corral pipe, fencing, feeder equipment, hay trailers, and a lot more. Go Bob Pipe and Steel knows three things: steel, pipe, and qualified tax equipment purchases. Got cows? Get Go Bob. Check out their website, www.gobobpipe.com, or give them a call at 1-877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Retail beef prices are at record high levels, which normally might be rather unsettling to beef cattle producers who might be fearful of consumers backing away from beef. However, there's some real positive news coming in the latest Beef Demand Index put together by K-State livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. Each quarter, Dr. Tonser recalculates beef demand trends in the United States. He's joining us today to talk about how the index works and what the new numbers for the third quarter of 2013 are telling us.
I do track quarterly beef demand. I'm now able to update that information and look back at the third quarters. We have all the data we need for that. We do that two different ways. We use a choice price, and we use an all-fresh beef price. But whether I use choice prices and do a choice demand index or all-fresh, beef demand was up in the third quarter compared to third quarter of 2012. Narrowly, the choice demand index was up 4.3% compared to the prior year. And that's actually 10 out of the last 12 quarters that choice demand index has had a year-over-year increase. When you flip and use the all-fresh demand index, which probably is the one I prefer of the two because it's more encompassing for all products, it was up 2.3%. So not as much, but nonetheless, it was up. And again, it's carrying some lower value products when you make that calculation. And it's actually been up all 12 quarters, all the way actually 13 quarters in a row. That's a real positive story.
Dr. Tonser says that the index basically is telling us how much consumers are spending on beef, not necessarily the volume of beef they're actually consuming.
That doesn't mean per capita consumption was going up the whole time. That just means people were paying more for beef than maybe I expected them to. Right. There's more value in the beef in the eyes of the buyers, which is a very positive sign that leads to more money going through the entire industry. This has to continue through 2014, 2015 to quote-unquote justify historically high cattle prices. I, for one, am actually pretty optimistic on demand in 2014. Mm. Not all my colleagues would agree with that, but I think there's some reasons to be optimistic. We're no longer targeting the representative consumer, right? There's a host of things we could talk about there. But nonetheless, I am optimistic on demand in 2014.
And that optimism that Dr. Tonser has regarding beef demand for the new year is the fact that consumers have been willing to absorb these higher retail beef prices for some time now and continue coming back and buying high-quality beef products.
The positive thing is there's been enough people out there still willing to pay more. And I always use the example, you know, beef tongue to make the extreme. You couldn't get me to pay a penny for it, but you probably could get me to pay a buck more for steak than I regularly pay. And there's been a lot of that going on. Some people out there, we haven't asked to give us that extra buck on a ribeye, and now we're asking them, they have. The next question is, okay, so they gave us one, will they give us two? Right, we're in the process of figuring that out. But it is a positive story that we should keep on our radar.
Dr. Glenn Tonser talking about his beef demand index and some of the good news for our beef industry as we head into the new year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors Midwest Farm Shows has been our longest-running sponsor of a daily Farm and Ranch News email. They produce the Tulsa Farm Show each December, have for 20 years, and for many years also the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. In 2014, though, it's a new name for the Southern Plains Farm Show, the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Still produced by Midwest Farm Shows, still a great event at State Fair Park, and you can learn more by going to their website at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.